Hey everyone, welcome to episode 17 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Before we get started, I just want to apologize for not putting out episodes over the last couple weeks. I've had some things come up that have prevented me from recording, but we're back and I will be recording two episodes this week. 3 weeks ago, I reviewed Otherwise's second album, True Love Never Dies. This week, we visit the year 2015, where Adele dropped 25, Star Wars was back, and Hamilton took over the world. But for this podcast, we'll focus on the album in review, which is Third Eye Blind's fifth studio album, Dopamine. It was released on June 16th, 2015, to mostly positive reviews. Absolute Punk praised it for being, quote, a testament to Stephen Jenkins' talent as a songwriter, as well as to the skills of the band he's assembled here, that he can still make an album that feels like it could have come out during his peak days. He's capable of writing catchy songs with deep, unique, and often devastating lyrics. Dopamine isn't the best record, and it might be his worst, but for one of the slyest songwriters from the past two decades of pop, worst can still be pretty damn great, unquote. All music critic Stephen Thomas Erlewine stated that, quote, when the record gets cooking, chorus melodies can soar and riffs can punch, creating an insistent, surging, miniaturized arena rock. Music where the emotions and sound exist on a grand scale, but the intent feels intimate, unquote. Third Eye Blind is based out of San Francisco and formed in 1993. The band has had many lineup changes over the years, but the main constants have been lead singer Stephen Jenkins and drummer Brad Hargraves. The band found great success in the late 90s with hits like Semi-Charmed Life, Jumper, and How's It Gonna Be, which all reached the top 10 of the U.S. Billboard Top 100, and Never Let You Go reached the top 20. Third Eye Blind has released seven studio albums, the most recent, Our Band Apart, coming out in 2021. Third Eye Blind's one of those bands that kind of just fell by the wayside for me. After their main hits, I really didn't hear anything of theirs on the radio, and haven't really sought out to listen to their other stuff. With the changing of the new millennium and new metal becoming more popular, Third Eye Blind really didn't fit into the genre of the early 2000s. However, they've been able to change their sound and adapt to today's music and become relevant once again, and this album's a testament to that. Dopamine features 12 songs for a total of 47 minutes and 49 seconds. This album's definitely not the radio pop that we're used to hearing from Third Eye Blind, but that's not a bad thing at all. So let's get on with the review. Everything is Easy. This was the first single off the album. Starts off slow, building to the chorus, but like most Third Eye Blind songs, it has an upbeat sound with some dark lyrics. The song talks about change and feeling when you go from wanting something to actually having it, and how it's not all that cracked up to be. Shipboard Cook. I like the pacing of the song. It starts off calm with a piano in the background, and then it builds towards the chorus where the guitar picks up and everything just comes to a head. What I get from the lyrics is that the narrator is trying to get over a lost love. Quote, forgetting you is so elusive, I run away, but it's always this, you're the only one I love, it's always been you, unquote. Later on, quote, I lost myself, and that's where I lost you, unquote. I like the sound of this song a lot, especially when the chorus hits. All the Souls. The song doesn't do much for me. I'm not sure if it's the lyrics or how they're sung. Jenkins seems like he's trying a little too hard to reach those high notes that I don't know if he can make at certain points of the song, and it just doesn't help. I do like the music playing along with it, though. Dopamine, the title track of the album, another song with an interesting sound. Again, not the Third Eye Blind we're used to, though. The music is so upbeat, and the lyrical content is quite the opposite. The narrator is willing to do anything for this girl, but he knows he means nothing to her. Quote, but I know I mean nothing, I'm just drugs to you, still I'm jonesing like a fiend, so line me up that dopamine. The guitar definitely stands out in this song, and it's definitely one of the songs that I'll be adding to my playlist. Rites of Passage. This is a song that's clearly targeting the younger demographic, as they mentioned, the Occupy movement and how liberal and free this generation has become. Jenkins later hints at taking a different path than the generation before us, making sure we leave the world better than we found it. Quote, don't take the road they left behind us, don't let them find us. Unquote. Some people may not like this song because of how, quote, woke it is. However, the world is changing whether you like it or not, and those people still clinging to their old ways will get left behind. So if trying to reach a younger audience, this message is solid. And the song itself is pretty good. Back to Zero. This is another mellow song, at least in the beginning. Sometimes all you need is a simple drum beat and just one chord playing. The song is about the narrator leaving his current life and starting over at the bottom. Quote, tomorrow I'm going to move and change my clothes, unquote. And later on, I'm going to move back to zero. I'm going to leave no doubt. I'm going to zero you out. Something in You. This is the first love song, and I think the only one, of the album, and it's a really good one. The narrator's hanging out at a party and sees this girl that stands out from everyone else. Quote, She's a circus girl in a shower of oranges. She's a fabulous mess. He's willing to grow with and learn about her no matter what life brings. Another quote. We've got room to grow. We've got room to grow. Now I want to find out all the things your chaos brings. And it's a nice message because you can't change someone's past. You can only learn from it and grow with them as they try to move on as well. Get me out of here. The song is pretty emotional. The narrator feels good when he's on stage, but is feeling a bit of like having imposter syndrome and he doesn't belong. The opening line of the spotlight operator shining shame on him, playing the same stuff over and over, and then later when he mentions the fans on the floor seats can sense his fear and fakery. It's all mental, and he just needs to realize that there's a reason people are paying him and wanting to see him perform. He's still got it. I like this song. Blade. This song feels more like a poem than a song itself. There's no chorus. We get four verses, a bridge, and then a fifth verse. There is a story being told, but it's just not a song you're going to go out of your way to put on. All these things. What a change of pace this song is compared to the last. I like the guitar and the drums in this song. The theme's about, while there is some negative in life, there's even more positive to look forward to. Quote, my mom, recovered alcoholic, gave me opera in Jackson Pollock. Later on, let that feeling born in shadow, let it make you strong. The dark feeling you have, it's good to use that as motivation to keep you going and escape the current situation that you're in. You don't want to live in that feeling, but use it. Exiles. I like the sound of this song. The guitar and the drum rolls complement the lyrics very well. The only negative is that, and it's nothing against this song, it's just something I thought of in the moment. I wish there was like at least one other faster paced song on the album, but that's not what they're going for, and that's okay. Still enjoy this song regardless. Say It. The final song on the album. This is the type of song I was alluding to just before. It's a little more upbeat with a faster tempo. The song is about two parties telling each other how they really feel, but it may not be the best idea to do so. Quote, I try to be resolute, you reduce it down to cute. I tell you you're a coward, you say I'm a prostitute. Say it, say it, say it, here comes a breakdown. What's it like when there's no one else? Again, with most of the songs on the album and Third Eye Blind in general, the music, very uplifting, but the lyrics do have a darker meaning behind them. And I do think the album title is appropriate, Dopamine. In the body sense, it plays a role in how we feel pleasure. It's a big part of our unique human ability to think and plan. It helps us strive, focus, and find things interesting. And listening to lyrics and meaning behind some of these songs, I think that's what Third Eye Blind was trying to portray with this album. Overall, solid album. Like I said, haven't heard much of most of their stuff after their main hits, and that's on me. That's not their fault. They're still putting out great music, and this album proves that. If you have any recommendations for me, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com. Or tweet at me at Mr. _Piv 1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.